Good morning. The Senate Subcommittee on Elections will come to order. It's Thursday, April 10th. And thank you for coming, members and members of the public. First, if someone would be willing to move our minutes from the March 26th meeting. Senator Ekin moves the minutes from Wednesday, March 26th. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. So today on the agenda are the confirmation of campaign finance and public disclosure board members. There are three confirmations that are before us today. Just by way of background, members, and I believe you have this House research summary in your packets, but to remind those of us here, members of the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board are the only gubernatorial appointees subject to the approval of both bodies of the legislature. The board consists of six members, all appointed by the governor. After appointment, an appointee must be approved by three-fifths of the total membership of the House and of the Senate acting separately. And you'll see in here that there is a deadline for approval by the legislature. So for all three members who are before us today, we would, based on the time that they were appointed by Governor Dayton, the legislature does need to act on these appointments this legislative session for their confirmation. So with that, Judge John Staffsholt, if you would please come to the microphone. Judge Staffsholt, welcome to the committee. Thank you for being here today. If you would first just tell us about yourself. We do have a biography in our packet, but whatever you'd like to share, and then you can proceed with your testimony.
All right. Well, I recently retired as a district judge in West Central Minnesota, the 8th Judicial District, after serving 30 years in that position. Prior to that, I was the Grant County Attorney. And, I've been active in the American Bar Association, Minnesota State Bar Association, and I've been a presenter at continuing ed programs for judges and lawyers in Minnesota and around the country, and coordinated a national conference in Seattle. I was elected to the American Bar Association House of Delegates, served four terms representing Minnesota, and I've been on the executive committee of the National Conference of State Trial Judges. And I also served on the Lawyers Professional Responsibility Board, monitoring ethical conduct of lawyers. If you have any further questions, you can let me know.
Great. And thank you, Judge. What? Why are you interested in serving on the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board?
Well, I've had a career in public service, probably starting with serving 3 years in the Army, but then going on to be a county attorney and judge. Been involved in the community, and this has just been an extension of public service. And I've been active my entire career, so retirement gives me time to continue my activity in public service. Thought this would be a good opportunity, and this position looks like something similar to what a judge does, where you weigh the facts and apply the law and make equitable, fair decisions.
Great. Thank you, Judge. And I just point out for the committee that the position you would fill is for a member who has not been a public official, held any political party office other than precinct delegate, or had been elected to public office for which party designation is required by statute in the 3 years preceding the member's appointment. Are there other questions for Judge Staffsholt from the committee? Senator Newman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, Your Honor. We met briefly a little bit earlier today, and I do want to make inquiry as to your political affiliation. And you are coming out of a world for the last 30 years where your political positions, gee, I wish you were closer. Feels like I'm yelling at him. You come out of a career where your political affiliations, your political positions, et cetera, pursuant to Supreme Court rule, are not involved with you as being a judge. And you are now seeking appointment to a board where just the opposite is true. And I want to, just so that, to give you a little bit of background, I want to read to you part of the statute that governs the makeup of the Campaign Finance Disclosure Board. And I want to do that, Your Honor, just so that you can understand where I'm coming from with respect to some of my follow-up questions.
Okay.
The statute I'm referring to is 10A.02, which is subdivision 1, which is the membership. And to paraphrase the statute, what it says is the makeup of the board is going to be 6 individuals. 2 of them have to be former legislators from different parties, which we now have on the board. And the other 4 members have to come from differing backgrounds. But no more than 3 members of the board can be from the same political party. And so it's with that in mind that I have to inquire of you, Judge, your political position in the past and currently. And it's important, I think, and I want you to realize that whereas as a judge, no one would ever ask you these questions, but now because of the statutory makeup of the board, these questions are relevant and pertinent, and I think our responsibility to ask. You understand, Your Honor?
Yes, I understand.
All right, thank you. The current makeup of the board and with the other 2 appointments that are going to be up today, we've got what I believe to be 3 known members of the DFL party. And then we've got 1 known member of the Republican Party that's up today and 1 member of the DFL party that's up today. So you kind of fall into a swingman category. And I will tell you, Your Honor, that I've looked at the resume that you have submitted, and I've looked into, you know, some of your background as a young lawyer and when you were appointed, and some of your recent activities after your retirement. And so the general question that I need you to answer for me is whether or not you are a member of or supportive of the DFL party.
All right, well,
Judge Saffold.
Senator Newman, I haven't been involved in politics for well over 31 years. As a young lawyer, I was involved in the DFL party. But when I took an oath of office to uphold the Constitution and be fair and impartial as a judge, that's how I've lived my life and my career. And I think I would feel awkward now being partisan because I'm so used to looking at both sides of every issue. And I think I do fit the role of an independent on this board, but I'm certainly aware of your concern.
Senator Newman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I am aware, Your Honor, of the fact that your wife has been active in the DFL party back in your home county. Could you give us some background as to how that her involvement? I think if I'm not mistaken, she is or was the DFL chair of your county, the county that you live in. How does that fit into your political thoughts? I mean,
okay.
I would assume that you and your wife visit, and I'm just curious. And I'm trying to be courteous in my questions, but I think we have to know how that fits into the scheme of things with respect to your political thoughts.
Oh. And Judge Staffel and Senator Newman, I just would remind you that although I know you mean the question in the most respectful way possible, his wife is not up for confirmation today. It is Judge Staffel who's up for confirmation. So I just want to make that clear for the record that we're not questioning the political motivation of his wife here today, but rather of Judge Staffel. So, but Judge, feel free to reply.
Okay.
And if I may respond to your comments, Madam Chair, I distinctly remember a bill coming before this committee by Senator Eakin, in which he is requesting that our spouses be required to fill out the financial disclosure because of the very nature of the spousal relationship. And that is candidly a bill that I opposed. But I think that if this committee, and this committee passed that bill out, and if this committee is going to take that attitude or that position towards spouses with respect to finances, I think it is a legitimate question to ask this candidate to the extent that he can answer my question regarding his wife's involvement in the DFL party and the influences that it may have had on him over the years. And I think it's a legitimate question. If Judge Staffel chooses not to answer the question, that, of course, is going to be up to him. But this is a very political appointment by statute, and I think that these questions are legitimate.
Judge Staffel, if you feel free to answer how you'd like. I'm somewhat uncomfortable with the question still because I think the difference between what Senator Newman just expressed and what you are being asked to answer is about your wife's political leanings or involvement versus a bill that was before this committee that, as Senator Newman correctly stated, was about the financial disclosure and how financial disclosure could influence candidates. I see that quite differently, but as Senator Newman said, feel free to answer the question how you'd like.
Well, when my wife found out I was applying for this board, she decided not to run for another term as a DFL party chair in our home county. So, does that answer your question? And as I don't discuss work as a judge. I never discuss work with my wife. And this would be a similar position. I wouldn't discuss this with her. So it's not like there's any ongoing dialogue.
Senator Newman, you have follow-up.
Yeah, one final question. Yeah. Thank you, Your Honor. One final question. Have you been involved recently with any Democratic or DFL party conventions or events outside of the state of Minnesota? I'm sorry?
No.
Very good. Thank you, Your Honor. I appreciate the fact that these are somewhat indelicate questions, and I in no way am attempting to embarrass you or myself, but simply by reason of the makeup of this board and the statute that governs it, I just felt compelled to ask the questions. I now have the answers, and I thank you very much for your courtesy in answering them. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Senator Eakin.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. I guess on the issue, since Senator Newman brought up the bill that I was carrying, I too see some difference between disclosing economic and financial interests of spouses. And I think it's also important to note that there's lots of situations where spouses have diametrically opposed political viewpoints. I think of James Carville, and I forget.
Mary Madeline.
I don't think that should be considered reflective of the spouse's political viewpoints necessarily. And I do think also the fact that the judge has served as a judge in that capacity for so many years and has been taking a nonpartisan position in that role. And I know there's reference to political participation that he was involved in prior to that, but that too often changes, and you can't necessarily base political activities from over 31 years ago. I think of President Reagan, for instance, and in fact, I don't know how many years he was a Democrat before he ran. So some may see it in a different light. But I just wanted to make those points. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Thank you very much for coming, Judge. We appreciate it. And so Senator Eakin moves to recommend the confirmation of Judge John Stafsolt as Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board member. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion passes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next person on the agenda is Mr. Edward Oliver. Senator Oliver, welcome to the election subcommittee. I'm wondering when the last time you were in this hearing room was, if it's been since you were a member of the legislature, if you've been back to testify before a committee since your time in the Senate.
Yes. Well, Madam Chair and members, I'm delighted to be here this morning. I've been attending board meetings of the committee to which I was appointed for about the last 6 months. I enjoy it, and hopefully I can be helpful to that.
Great. Thank you. And Senator Oliver, could you just give us some – will you please explain your background and what you think qualifies you to serve this position? You would be filling a position that has no restrictions on previous political activities. It's a little bit different from the Judge Stafsolt position that we just heard about.
Yes. My background has primarily been within the business community, and I would ran a subsidiary company for the Northwestern National Life Insurance Company for 20 years, and then I resigned that position to run for the State House, and I did run, and I was not elected. And so 2 years later, we had redistricting, and the Senate seat became available. So I filed for the Senate seat. I won the election. I won two subsequent elections, and then we had redistricting again. And I also had a cancer problem, prostate cancer problem, which was solved. And so I did not then run for office again. I currently serve on boards and commissions, and I also am an arbitrator for the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that you or the members have.
Thank you.
I'll ask one.
Senator Newman.
I note that, as with the other candidates, there's some public information that has been filed. One of the questions where you are requested to list your sources of compensation and any investments or securities that you own. With the previous candidate, the topic of Senator Eakin's bill came up about a bill that would require the securities of your spouse to be listed if you are going to hold public office. Just wondering what your thoughts are towards that, as to whether you think that's a good or a bad idea to require the spouse of a public official to list sources of income and securities along with that of the public official.
Senator Oliver.
Madam Chair, Senator, I would be opposed to that.
Thank you, Senator.
Any other discussion?
Madam Chair.
Senator Limmer.
Madam Chair, I've known Ed Oliver for quite a few years.
Yes, we have.
We served together in the Minnesota Senate. Senator Oliver, I don't know if there's too many people who are now in office serving at the time you served. I know that neighboring senators like Jen Olson I can't even remember their names now. Danny Fredrickson and Terwilliger, they all served during the same time that you and I served together. And we've had quite a change in membership in the Republican caucus and probably in the DFL caucus as well. And I remember Senator Oliver's service during that time. I remember him to be a very thoughtful senator. Of course, we occasionally would disagree on some issues. Well, everybody disagrees with me on some issues from time to time, but I found him to be very thoughtful in how he analyzed issues. He was very active in how he participated, oftentimes more active than other senators, and he really led a lot of discussion in the areas that were particularly of keen interest to him. And I certainly would nominate or move his appointment at this time.
Thank you. Thank you. Senator Limmer moves to recommend the confirmation of Ed Oliver as Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board member. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion passes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, members.
Thank you, Senator Oliver. Christian Sandy. Mr. Sandy, welcome to the committee. If you could please tell us a little bit about yourself and your interest in serving on the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board.
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair and members. It's an honor to be considered by you for this position. My background is I'm born and raised in Minnesota. I grew up in New Brighton and went to Hamline University for my undergraduate degree and law school to William Mitchell. I graduated in law school in 96 and was admitted to the Minnesota Bar at that time. I practiced I started working at the firm that was Opperman & Paquin at the time in 1989 as an intern, and worked there all the way through until 2005 as an intern and then ultimately as an attorney. Then I ran for statewide office, and since then have my own law firm. We have offices in Minneapolis and Seattle. I'm admitted to the Washington Bar as well. And my practice is primarily antitrust class actions and securities fraud arbitration. My interest in serving on the board has been prior to running for office and setting up my own firm. I did a fair amount of campaign and election law. And I thought, since I'm no longer practicing in that area, this would be a fun area to serve in public service. And I don't know if we've ever had a board member before who has been a treasurer to political action committees. And obviously we have people who have been candidates. But I can tell you that, I have signed the treasurer forms, reports for candidates and political committees and political funds. I signed them myself as a candidate, and I've used the finance software that the board provides. So it's my interest has been that I think I can serve the public as someone who's actually complied with the laws and worked with the board. And to be honest, it's also a real honor given the other members of the board, Senator Weiner, Senator Oliver, Representative Peterson, Judge George Beck, and Judge Stafford. It's you know, an honor to be in their company. And so that's why I thought it would be fun to serve. Having left that area of practice behind, I no longer do any work in campaign finance, and I haven't since the governor appointed me, and I won't as long as I serve on the board. So that's been my interest.
Thank you. Questions? Senator Eakin moves to recommend the confirmation of Christian Sandy as Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board Member. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion passes. Thank you, Mr. Sandy.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service. With that, the subcommittee, having no further business before it, is adjourned.
Good evening. Get to go back to finance.